You can hear me because it's a little weird over here. Let me know if you can hear me. But hi, babies. Hi, my ambitious ones. So it is me, your girl Labor Lee, aka Cat Lee, and
we have now turned on to Ambitiously the Podcast.
Listen, everything is good. Doc, thank you, baby. I appreciate you so much. I do. I sent you a personal email because sometimes I be dealing with people shit. I'm cussing. Sometimes I deal with other people's things other than my own. And so, not only do I have to deal with my things and their things, it sometimes gets piled on. So yeah, I was dealing with some things on Friday. It was weird. It was a weird day, Friday. It was so weird. But it's Media Monday. Woo! It's Media Monday. Oh my gosh, it's Media Monday. We got some things to talk about. Somebody resurfaced out of nowhere. We got some things to talk about. We got a couple things to talk about. So today, hold on. It's Media Monday and we are on the Gab Beat and we got some things to talk about. So let me prepare. So we're talking about Summer Diddy and Kanye, which is a weird combination, but it's a good combination. a combination. We're talking about Michael Rainey Jr. and 50 Cent. We're talking about Eminem and Benzino. We're talking about Juice Man and his situation. Oh my gosh. And then we have a situation that we're going to talk about with Dr. Dre as well. So let's talk about it. Okay, you need me to check my email? I will, sir. Yes, sir. I seen your work. Doc, let's get into that first, because we don't need to talk about none of them other people before we talk about you. I saw what you have been doing and contributing to this here thing that we this here thing of ours. Let's talk mob talk. This thing of ours, and I like it, and I like what you got going on. I do need to check my emails. I try not to check my emails though, because it consumes a lot of my day. Oh, hi, honey. What's up? What's up? Okay, I see you in the building. But listen, we got some things to talk about this evening. Let's get into, I don't know where I want to go with this. All right, so we're going to talk about this first, because we have to talk about this, because we're going to get into back into the court case documents on Wednesday. Hopefully, Doc will be back here for this situation that we got going on. I feel like you should be here, though, Doc, because we started this conversation together. We're going to end this conversation together. Stop playing with us. So, you know how we haven't seen Diddy in a month of Sundays after all of the situations have arisen when he got going on. But he did show up for Rolling Loud. He showed up for that. So let's talk about that. So Diddy and Kanye West haven't been on good terms. Hold on. Because I got to get this off the screen. So Diddy and Kanye West have not been on good terms for a while, but now it seems they might be mending their relationship because Diddy pulled up on Kanye's Rolling Loud set. We're going to talk about it. The rapper producer made a rare public appearance Thursday at the show in Los Angeles and walked into Kanye West's performance alongside of his twin daughters, Jesse and Delilah Combs. I love that. Okay, I'm going to talk about that in a second because I really love that. Diddy brought his whole crew to the set. He always rolls deep, and they appeared to pull up at Ye's and dollar signs. Keys to My Life played over a speaker. Okay, it's getting juicy. And Diddy made the evening a whole family affair because he also was spotted in the back and side stage area with his son, Justin Dior Combs. I'm saying it. I told y'all from now on, because if you're going to put the... I'm going to say it. While watching the controversial performance, the show certainly had people up in arms because instead of performing live, Kanye and Ty stood on stage and just played recordings of their songs, leaving lots of fans disappointed. Oh my gosh, what are we talking about? Unclear how Diddy felt about the show, if he and Ye sat down and had a conversation, because they kind of got gotta clear the air about their viral. Y'all don't know. We talked about this. We've been doing this show since 2019, maybe 2020. We've been talking about how they've been going back and forth about their situations, but they've been going back and forth. They say for a minute now, but let's say it was 2022. We're going to say it's 2022, but I feel like it was way before 2022. Remember Puffy sat down in an interview. So this is what y'all remember, but again, this is a Gabby. We be in our nosy. So this has been happening before 2022. But anyway, remember Puffy sat down for an interview with the Breakfast Club where he called Kanye's hella controversial White Lives Matter t-shirt tone deaf back in 2022. So they want to take it to there, but I'm going to take it a lot further back because nosy thing. Well, Kanye didn't like that one bit. And he ultimately shared some private messages between him and Diddy, including one where he accused Diddy of being sent by the and this is, it hurts so much. It doesn't hurt to me because I know what line that I come from, but whatever. But by the I don't want to say this on camera either, though, but by the people who are Jewish people that threaten him. Diddy wanted to meet with him in person, but Kanye called him a federal agent and then threw a big F you for good measure. It was crazy. I can't go into the text messages, and I'm trying to be on my best behavior before 10:30. I mean, before it's time, but it's hard. It's so hard because Kanye be doing the most. It was all pretty unhinged, and it's saying the two hadn't made up, at least not publicly. But... Now, with Puffy at the show, you gotta wonder if some words between the two were said behind the scenes. So, there are two affection. I don't know if it's a buried hatchet, though. So are the two officially burying the hatchet? Or did Diddy's kids just really want to see Ye? I don't know if they buried the hatchet. This Kanye West, for goodness sakes. All right. See what my comments say. Diddy been hiding out. Yes, he has been. This is crazy because you have not seen Diddy since all of the... And you know personally, Doc, that we've been reading these documents for a minute now. We have not seen that, Diddy. We haven't seen him. He's been hot and hanging. We haven't seen him. Don't laugh at me doing a Dior. But if you're gonna name your kid a brand name, then I gotta speak it. And his name is Justin Dior Combs. Stop. Okay. So Ye and Ty ain't perform. It's just a listening session, and that's what it seems like to me. It don't seem like a performance to me. It seems like it was more of a performance situation for Northwest than it was for them. the crowd could be upset. Yeah, that's what it sounded like to me. Northwest had more of a show than Ty Dolla $ign's and Kanye West did. And listen, I'm just reading, but it's a lot more that I read to y'all, but it's a lot more that I've been on than I'm able to tell y'all, if that makes sense. The industry runners. On period, Pooh. Hey, you big purr. Hey, you big purr. Hey, you big purr. I got 5 minutes. Ah, it's the longest 5 minutes of my life. Doc, you have no clue. It's the longest 5 minutes of my life. But, and I slipped a couple of times. But here's what I got from the situation. We asked, did they reconcile? I feel like they did. Why is Puffy at the show? And then I also feel like Puffy is there to try to save face a little bit. You know what I mean? Like, he gotta make some appearances. And being as though Jay-Z and Beyonce did not have the Roc Nation brunch, which would have been a big thing, because you know he always show up at those situations. Why is he all of a sudden, he had beef with Kanye West? Why is he all of a sudden showing up? But it's just weird. I feel like he's trying to save face. I doubt they had a brief hang. You doubt it? You don't think they just, it's like, I love you, man, and I love you. You don't think so? Huh? I don't know what was happening. I don't. Hey, you big. I don't know what's happening. But what I do know is Diddy has been hiding for months. We're going to get back to the latest court case, because we've run through a couple of his court cases thus far. But he's been hiding out. He hasn't been, Doc said, nope. What, you don't think they buried the hatchet? So you think Kanye still got beef with Diddy? I don't, because you said nope, like it was, you said nope, like, it was extra fast on your nope. Okay, hold on. Something is going on in the block entertainment. Yeah, it is. It is. It is. And some things have been resurfacing. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, here's the thing. Ever since all of Diddy's shenanigans have surfaced or have come to surface, a lot of back end things have come to resurface too. We're going to talk about that on Wednesday. But all of a sudden, he making appearances. Is him and Kanye cool? This is the question of the night. Have Diddy and Kanye made up? That's the question. Doc said no. My question. Did it happen and we don't know about it? Did it happen? In my head. But we got to keep, because we don't want to. We're going to get back to this whole situation, because I'm going to save it for Wednesday as we get back into this other case with him and Lil Rod. But I just thought that was duly noted. Maybe. Perhaps. We don't know what's going on. We don't know what's going on. So anyway, so Power Book 2 has come to a cancellation type of situation, and I knew it was gonna happen because hi, y'all, my brother is in the hi brother, and it's crazy because you and T.Y. is in the building. I feel good about this one tonight. Hi, brother, I love you. I hope everything is going good. You gotta call me so then I could know to have everything. Call me and let me know it's real. Stop playing with me. Hi, brother. Y'all, Tyrone Duncan Jr., that's my brother. I love him to my core. Even though that's the one. Oh, so if y'all don't know, he shouldn't have snuck up on it. He should have announced himself. But that, if y'all want the backstory, that's the one I sprayed with Febreze. Not purposely. He just snuck on. He snuck up on us. All right. Hi, brother. All the skeletons coming out of the closet and no rock brunch. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They usually have a Rock Nation brunch every year, but they didn't have one this year. I feel like they didn't have one because they didn't want Diddy. Because, you know, Diddy always show up. Hip-hop making a good, making good hits. Beyonce doing country. It's crazy, AU Big Purr. It's crazy. AU Big Purr! You got jokes. All right, bro, so if you're in the building, you know that Rock got jokes. I mean, I said, Doc got jokes all day long. I'm sorry, and I wanted to speak on him. This is probably why I confused the two, but Doc got jokes all day long. So Doc said, protect your eyes. Don't sneak. No, what I'm saying is don't sneak up on us. And then you don't got to worry about your eyes. Doc. With you and your jokes. This is why I be checking for you and your props. This is why I be checking for Doc and his props. Because you just never know when they're going to come with Doc. Doc be on one. All right, so let's get to this 50 Cent, The Inner Power 2 and The Blind Side, right? So 50 Cent and Stars are putting Power Book 2 Ghost in its final resting place after the fourth season, which it lasted longer than what I thought it would last. It did. Apparently, news to the cast of the hit series has them off their rockers. They wasn't ready. So Michael Rainey says, don't ask me nothing. I don't know what's going on in them offices. Left my ass off. They tripping. Final season out of the way, though, I guess. And then 50, I did see this as I was, you know, on my nosy, because I be nosy. 50 said he don't answer his phone calls. So whatever, Michael Rainey Jr., who stars as Tariq, the most hated character in the Power series. Well, I don't know. I didn't watch Power Book 2, so they might have started loving him again, but I don't know. Piled on the one of the staff. So he went in on one of the staff members, criticizing them and the network. And what he says is they've been faking the funk. And that, don't even get it twisted. I just get tongue-tied sometimes. Don't get it twisted. But he said they've been faking the funk on progression on the show, pretending to hear their pitches when they knew that the writing was on the wall. Oh my gosh. The post on social media didn't blow off all of his steam. Mike later hopped onto IG Live to ensure his fans that he and his trusty co-star Gianni Paolo will ride along once again in the future, or for future projects. They were both coming together. But again, 50 come through in his 50 manner, and he said that he would know this if he answered his phone. That's what 50 said. And it's a big, gosh, I did not believe that Power Book would last forever. I didn't. It was a bit much with Power. And that had its run. And I feel like, it was dope while it lasted, but how long did you think this was gonna last? I'm just saying. How long did you think Power Book 2 was gonna last? I didn't think it was gonna last long. It lasted a lot longer than what I thought it was gonna last. Once everybody was in suspense about who killed Ghost, nobody cared. Sorry. And I didn't even hate you in Power. I didn't. It seemed like some typical, regular, everyday. Well, I live in Baltimore, so it wouldn't make sense. So 50 had a great one with his show. I ain't watch, but it seems like a success. And it was to some extent. But you know how things just run its course and it just wasn't going to stay forever. And I'm not going to lie to y'all. I did love Murray in this particular role, in her role in Power Book 2. I did. I was rooting for Murray, even though she was scandalous. And then they found out that her son was her son. Even though she wasn't claiming it, it was a lot going on. I just didn't see it. I didn't see it last time. I didn't. I'm a real one. I didn't see it last time. So it ran its course. I don't know what happened. I don't know if Michael Rainey Jr. answered his phone. And if you didn't answer your phone, you probably should have, so that they could have told you. I love 50, though. 50 going off on Diddy. He is going off on Diddy. I keep saying that. I said this a while ago, and Doc will testify to this. I said this a while ago. 50 might be what mostly is a villain, but he might be a superhero on the low. But I didn't see Power Book 2. I didn't see it last time. Yeah, I might. Book 3 came in of however you spelled it. it's cool. That's cool too. The Kanan situation is too, and it's gonna have its demise too. I just didn't see this Power Book 2 lasting long. 50 is the superhero villain. That's all we saying, Doc, over here. It's like everybody look at 50 because he speaks his mind. And you know what? I'm going to be honest with you. This is probably why a lot of people don't like me as well, because I'm going to speak my mind and I don't give two shits about it, because I feel like I can pass custom time. I feel like I can custom. I don't care, because intentionally I'm gonna be who I'm supposed to be, and I feel like 50 is who he's supposed to be, and leave him alone. He is, in my opinion, a superhero. In my opinion, he's a superhero. That he's the Hancock that nobody expected. That's 50 ish. He is, and let him go. Cat been saying that. I have been saying that, like, 50 low-key is a superhero, but nobody wants to look at him like that, because everybody wants to keep looking at him like, oh, well, 50. No! Low-key, 50 is a superhero, and nobody is looking at him like that, because he it's the delivery. And I've been saying that how you deliver to people is the delivery can throw people off, But you can have a good message, but your delivery be all the way fucked up. And in my opinion, personally, 50 is a superhero. Stop playing around. Stop playing around. Hey, you big pearl. I've been saying this. Oh, that, I'm about to put this back on the screen so people that will know that I have been saying this. 50 is the low-key hero that nobody expected. Nobody expected. He's a... Okay. I'm not going to say no more. Hey, you big pearl. Hit that like button, free support. I like the free support. You don't have to come through and spend your bread. Except for Rock, because stop playing with my tacos. Don't play on my tacos, Rock. Give me my tacos. But I've been saying this a lot. I said this a while ago, and nobody wanted to listen to me. But a low key, 50 is a superhero, but he looked like a villain. I'm just saying. I've been saying it for a minute. What 50 said, I got shot 9 times, his whole world changed. I'm not here for 50 being shot 9 times. I don't want nobody getting shot 9 times. But what I'm saying is, and I've been saying this for a minute now, low-key 50 Cent is a superhero, and y'all looking at him wrong, and that's all I'm saying. But let's move on. Let's move on, because I got some things to talk about, and then I got to show my love to my peoples. So Eminem said that Benzino is not worth a second diss song. And he dropped again state. These two right here been going at it for a minute now. But now, not only is Haley a part of it, but Coi Leray is a part of it. And so if you don't know, Haley is Eminem's daughter. And Coi Leray is Benzino's daughter. They don't even fuck with Benzino, but whatever. I digress. So Eminem reignited the Benzino beef. Okay. I now know that. All right. So Eminem ignited the Benzino beef alive on Wednesday. It was a video. It dropped. It's crazy. It's nuts. It's bananas. And I don't feel like that's what either of these two grown-ass men should be doing, to be honest. We too old for this shit. We collectively, because Eminem and Benzino, we are in our grown folks, like, whatever happened in the source. Eminem, you didn't get your 5 mics. I'm sorry. Benzino was a hater. Benzino, you're not doing nothing right now, and your daughter is. Coi Leray is popping, and you are not. Let it go. I just wanted to get through the story real quickly, because it don't make sense. And let it go. Y'all too old for this behavior. Let it go. Okay. You enjoyed it. What's the opposite of Benzino or Direct? It was kind of funny, you know, but Eminem always gonna come with them zingers. But here's the point. It's old, and let it go. We too grown for that, y'all. At some point, we get too old for behavior. Some behavior, you just let it go. Let it go. Don't forget about Maya old selves. We not even talk about her. We're talking about Benzino and Eminem. Haley and Coi Leray are two grown ass women. Let it go. Let it go. Another let it go situation. Let's get to it. Cause we gotta keep it moving. OJ the Juice Man. Oh, Chain the Truth, man. Bricks lyrics and infectious ad libs may be his claim to fame. But Georgia officials are looking at him in a different light after they said that the rapper was rotten dirty. I hate that we reading it like this. Like, why are we rotten dirty? Really? But anyway, according to legal documents, and y'all know I'm nosy, so if it happens, I'm gonna get them. But according to legal documents, OJ was flagged for allegedly speeding in Georgia on March the 4th around 10 p.m. And gave responding officers a short chase before he eventually pulled over. Oh my gosh, OJ, no! After being apprehended, the sheriff's department say that OJ had narcotic and a 9mm blicky in his 2024 Ford Expedition. What? And he driving the Expedition? Is hard times out here for a pimp. You know it's hard out here for a pimp. And popped him on charges of narcotic trafficking, and saying that he had and other narcotic, fleeing cops, firearm possession, and failure to maintain his lane. So what were we doing? Were we drunk? And you know we can't be drunk if we What is happening? Not OJ the Juice. He had Chris Brown favorite hobby and I knew he was gonna bring that up. Hush! I'm not. Although I did hear some things about Chris Brown, but listen, Doc, cut your stuff, Doc. Listen. I said that I'm not gonna be saying these things.
You wanna try to make me say it? Like, cut it out.
I'm not bringing him into the situation. It was just OJ by himself, the Juice Man, by himself, and he got caught, and he got into a situation. I ain't gonna lie, it's hard times out here for everybody, so I believe it. And then Chris Brown got this lawsuit with, I think it's Bank of America. And so that's my fun. It's funny, but there's a lot going on out here for our celebrities. And so, yeah, they're not as rich as they may seem. Juice Man was booming and bumping, serving. He was. And he might have been drinking some juice, and that's why he was trying to flee, because he knew what he had in the car. Hey, you big purr. I don't know what's happening right now, but our celebrities are losing it. They losing it. Last story of the night. I don't know what's happening. I don't. So, if you remember, Dr. Dre suffered from a brain aneurysm, because I'm going to say it right, and I get tongue-tied a lot. So, if you don't know by now, I get tongue-tied a lot because I speak a lot, and sometimes it just happens. But we have served some new tea behind not only the brain aneurysm. I got it right. Okay, but he also said he had 3 strokes. So he's, he had 3 whole strokes. That's a lot of strokes. That's a lot of freaking strokes. I'm not gonna, but he did sit down for an interview and he did have the conversation that he had three strokes, because I do want to get to my mom in a minute. But he said, not only did he have the brain aneurysm, but he had three strokes. If you don't know anything about having strokes, that can debilitate you. That can stop you from freaking walking. And I don't know why I'm trying to behave right now. I don't. Because it's past couple hours. But, you know, I've had family members. I've had in-laws and such and such and whatever who have had strokes. And it debilitated them. And they couldn't walk anymore. So the fact that this man, mother-in-law, who's not technically my mother-in-law, but she my mother-in-law in my head for life. Hi, mother-in-law. I love you. Thank you for the love. Rebecca Marquez. Hey, Bookie. This is my mother-in-law in my head for life. Listen, her sons is doing their things overseas and everywhere. Oh, I can't pull it off because I'm gonna put all of these CDs in a frame eventually. But Dirt Percent, Mr. Mommy, hi mama, I love you. But I've been around people who've had strokes and they cannot walk. So this man was in the hospital for 2 weeks. And all that we knew is that he was in there for aneurysm, a brain aneurysm. But at the end of the day, that man was in there for a brain aneurysm and three freaking strokes. What the freak is going on right now? Remember, that's how Nate Dogg passed. It is. I got crushed. Dot. You know how. You know I call him. And I love Nate Dogg. La, 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 la. I love Nate Dogg, but I got my questions now. Because a lot of stuff is coming about and coming out within the hip-hop industry. Not the real ones, but the ones. I got questions. But anyway, yeah, that man said he had a brain aneurysm and he had three strokes, and that's a lot of strokes. How's he still walking? How's he still three? Not one stroke, but three. What the freak is going on around here? This is questionable. This is questionable. People can have a stroke, but not, I know, found. Not, oh, wait. Okay, so people can have a stroke. I need to look up here because it's too small now. People can have a stroke, but not, no, I found out only because the, but three, he had a brain aneurysm. He had that. That happened. A brain aneurysm and three strokes. That's a lot of strokes. I got questions. Got a lot of questions. You see, so real, I'm going to say it because that's how you got it on the screen. You don't know what we do over here. You don't know what I go through over here. Oh, by the way, my knee is getting better. It's working. But you don't know what we got going on over here. And you don't know what we be talking about over here. And we talking about a brain aneurysm and three whole freaking full strokes. That's a lot of strokes. While Dre did start getting healthy. And he did. And that was a benefit. Yeah. Why you think I work with my health levels? Listen, people be like, you walk too much and you do this and you do that. I even incorporated a physical therapist specialist into my everyday health, because I want to live a long time. But so, you know, the girl is what the girl is doing. But three whole shows, that's a lot of strokes. I'm not saying that didn't happen. I'm not saying, I'm just saying that's a lot. Who was messing with Drake? Well, was going through that whole divorce thing too, because she was trying to get her money. She was trying to get a big girl. That's a lot of strokes though. And he's still walking. And a brain aneurysm. That's a lot for a man to be going through. I'm not saying that it's not possible. I'm just saying that's a lot for a man to be going through. But the aneurysm is pressure on the brain. Exactly. Boss has, I'm gonna read it up here because it's small over there. But the aneurysm is pressure on the brain. Boss has them, goes through pain. So the lady friend rubs his head to help him deal with it. Yeah, that's a lot. So a brain aneurysm and three strokes, that's a lot. Again, I'm not saying that he didn't deal with these things. He was going through a divorce and the chick was trying to take half of his moolah. That will make a man stress out. It will. It will. It will make a man stress out. Like, bitch, you want to shoot with me when I, you know what I'm saying? But that's a lot. So I don't want y'all to get it twisted like I am disputing the situation. It's just a lot to handle. This man had a brain aneurysm and three strokes. That's a lot. Almost definitely will. I'm just saying it's a lot to go through. So I could believe that he had a brain aneurysm and three strokes. Stress is the number one killer of our people. And I don't think that everybody understands that. Shit, I went through something on Friday. And not my shit. This is the crazy part. I wasn't going through my shit. Well, I was going through one thing that was mine personally. But it wasn't even that heavy. I was going through heavy shit with two other people. And then my shit, and I lost my shit. So if I'm going through all of that, and then my one thing, imagine what he's going through with his shit. That's all I'm saying. Shout out to Dr. Shu. Send him out to go through. I ain't going to tell y'all, but this is what y'all get. Kanye said it. When he get on, he leave your ass for it, and she ain't. She ambiguous, but the point is, y'all be thinking it's better. The grass is greener. Y'all be thinking. It ain't always. Anyway, it is time to get to the thank you, Doc. And what's up, honey? Doc always keep me on point, and that's why I adore him. It is time for the love notes. So let's talk about the love notes. How do we formulate this and give it this name? Well, I used to call it love, and then Doc used to call it show notes, and we used to go back and forth like no. And then at some point Doc said I had a stack of papers that was the size of a composition notebook. It wasn't that big. It was a lot of papers, but it wasn't the size. I got a composition. No, you know what, I'm gonna do it for you tonight, Doc. I got a composition notebook. It was not this thick. It wasn't. But he said it was, so whatever. We used to go back and forth, and, you know, we had we used to go back and forth, but I said it was love. He said it was show notes. And so we just came to a compromise, and then we came to the compromise that we would call it show love notes. No, it was not. And then he called for the comments. I told y'all, Doc, it don't matter who you are, Doc coming, you coming up here, and you just what it is. And if he know the story, he got jokes. It was not the size of a composition notebook, though. It was just a lot of papers because I was saying cities and I was saying states. it's a lot of papers. But it was not the size of a composition notebook. Let me get to my people's real quick. Shout out to anybody who, I don't want to do that either. oh, what? Mo is in the building. Hi, Mo, baby. What's up? Hey, Bookie. Listen, because ain't nobody playing with Doc tonight. Doc be playing. So if you are watching from Facebook or YouTube or Twitch, I love you guys. Thank you so much for the love. But these people that I'm about to show love to, they have no clue what I look like. They just come and they listen. I got to get this off screen. I'm going to bring you back up, Mom. I hope you're still here. I'm going to bring you back up. But these people have no idea what I look like. They just come and they listen and they download. And I appreciate them so much. I have more to add, but, you know, a girl. Oh, I'll tell y'all that in a minute. But these people just show me love without knowing what I look like. They just come and download and they listen. And so I appreciate them so much. So let me shout out to my listening audience. It's all love. Thank you for the love. Thank you. Shout out to my top 60, United States, United Kingdom, India, France, Canada, and Belgium, specifically for France, Paris, and specifically for Belgium. Brussels. Hi, baby. Russia, Indonesia, Japan, New Zealand, Australia, Turkey, Switzerland, Germany, Mexico, Austria, Philippines, and Kenya. Hi, Boogie Boogie. Pakistan, Romania, South Africa, Nigeria, Brazil, Netherlands, Singapore, Spain, Ireland, and Nepal. I love you all. I do. Thank you. Oh my gosh. Mauritius, Israel, Hong Kong, China, Poland, Tunisia, Venezuela, baby, the Czech Republic, Portugal, and Morocco. Hi, Booz. I love you too. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And last but not least, Ghana, Finland, and Cameroon. Hi, babies. I love you. Thank you so much. I love that most of these people on my list are in my DNA. It's just because I'm the world. Baby, stop playing with me. I'm the world. But most of these people on that list are in my DNA genetics, and it's dope, and I love it. All right, so let me... Because it is a am. Mo, hi, honey. Thank you for, you know, jumping in here and telling me to have a great show. I thank you for the love. Doc said we are worldwide. Tune in to Media Monday and don't get caught rot. You know what? He right, though. He right. Don't get caught. I don't know. He said, top flight. Catch the vibe. Stay healthy. Protect your knees. I am. I'm working on them. And I got some peoples on my cam now. Like, we good. Relax. And they told me. And I need to work on my knee muscles. Because he said that the wear and tear for my 8-mile journey, it's a lot of wear and tear on that. So I got to work on my knee muscles. So that's what I'm working on right now. Doc, cut it out. So it's a lot of things that happened on Friday. Like I said, Friday was a day for me. I was dealing with my own issues and then two other people and their issues. And it can be a lot. And so sometimes it happens, but I'm not happy. I happen to be the person that everybody comes to talk to. And I listen. And I won't stop listening. And I will never stop listening. So sometimes it's overwhelming. It takes me by storm. I'm going to get to the last part at the end when I say the things that I need to say, because it needs to be said. But yeah, I don't know. Happening in this world. That's why I said I can believe. I'm sorry. That was my Skittles. I can believe that Dr. Dre had 3 strokes and the brain aneurysm, because sometimes you ninjas bring all y'all shit to us, and then we gotta pack it on. So yeah, I can believe it. And he was going through a whole divorce. I'm not even going through that. I'm just a listening ear, and I was going through a lot on Friday, so it happens. I believe it. And it is what it is. I'm gonna get all this stuff out the way. And I'm glad that I'm about to say all of this stuff, because there's some things that I need to iron out while I'm saying it. You can join the conversation like my peoples did. Thank you. Of course, thank you, Doc. You always hold me down. Hi, Mo. I'm glad that you were in the building. So real, thank you for being in the building. Other people who was watching for Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch, thank you for being in the building. And hi, mother-in-law, who's, she's not really my mother-in-law, but for life, she will be my mother-in-law. So thank you, mother-in-law, for coming through too. For life. I don't care who her son messes with. The other son is just my baby bro, and I love him for life too, so. But I don't care. That's my mother-in-law. But thank you, Rebecca Marcus, for coming through too. But you can always call in. You can leave a comment. You can drop. You can text me. Just know that if you call in or you text, I'm going to be reading it live, or you will be live on air. And so just what it is. And let me make sure. And no, we don't have anything that's for y'all. So hold on. Let me make sure. I don't want to miss it. Okay, that's not for y'all. The number is 443-850-4828. 443-850-4828. You can ask me to drop the link, and I will, but you must be on your best behavior. Because I want to get unruly. I was about to go back. Extra far back Baltimore, but yeah, I don't want to get unruly. Unruly Records, shout out to them. That was a thing here in Baltimore. I don't want to get unruly, so don't make me. Okay. If you would like to contact us for any reason at all, contact at ambitiouslyent.com. Contact at ambitiouslyent.com. That's our email address. I'm glad this is coming up. So know that when I do play music, generally it's from artists who are unknown, and I'm trying to give them some shine. I don't just go play music. And then know that if I play it, then I have permission to play it. I just don't go pick videos to play. They send me their videos. Speaking of that, I got a new one from Authentic John Doe, and perhaps maybe one from Lenny Walker, aka Don't Be Yo. I got a couple things lined up. So, but I don't play videos just to play them. I play them with permission. That's that. And then on Fridays, we'll get to that in a minute. Like, share, and subscribe to this podcast. That's it. We need them likes. We need them shares and all of that. And then join our coffee community so we can build up our Discord so we can talk our shit. And I don't have to wait to the time limit to talk our shit. And I don't have to wait to cuss either. It's hard. It is. Check out our website, www.ambitiouslyent.com. www.ambitiouslyent.com. My DJ, I wanted to talk about that too. I don't tell him what to play. He makes the mixes. He sends them to me. I play them. And I'm never going to tell him what to play, because I like that he has his freedom. So fuck what you want. And he's going to be free to do what it is that he do. And sometimes our videos get blocked. And it's all good. This is why you need to be, we need to be our website or our coffee community, so you can get full mix. I'm on the radio station, however you choose it. Donate to the show. it's different from everything else, but it is $LURUCIDITY. It's been on the screen. Okay. It's been on the screen the whole night. If you want to donate, you can, and we appreciate it. Big shout out to our DJ. I DJ the shit, and I don't know why y'all be playing with this man like he is bullshit. He's not. Mo said, oh, okay, let me get to the comments. Mo said, Sean Caesar is the CEO of Unruly. Hit him. Okay, hit him on his social media. Okay. But that was a thing for us in Baltimore. Like, listen, Unruly was a thing for us. And if y'all don't know, now you know. But in Baltimore, Unruly was real. And that's what it was. And shout out to Miss Tony too. I was about to go there, but I was trying to behave myself. We didn't pick a tap. I know. I was gonna talk to you about that. We did not pick a tap in here. So I'm thinking 1992. I'm thinking 1992. I don't know how you feel about that, but I don't know how I feel about that. But 1992, I think that's where we should go. Shout out, salute to Rukasey, period. Misspell his name, Sean Caesar. Okay, I got him. I'm going to find him on I Am and let him know I'm coming. Yeah, but Unruly was a thing for us here in Baltimore. And Unruly was... like, I was a teenager when he was popping. Okay, locked in. 1992. All right, so we're going to our final exam for tomorrow's show. I'm sorry, we got to get better at this, Doc. We can't keep forgetting these to set our dates because I don't need you rushing to do anything. But if you don't know, at the end of the tap-in, which happens tomorrow, we do a final exam. The final exam is more so a hip-hop trivia. Nobody has knocked me off my throne yet. I mean, I feel like Mo can, but he don't come on here and he don't say nothing. Mo know everybody. But so far, thus far, the girl is a champ. I'm at, what, 15.5? Compared to everybody else. Like, stop playing with me. And I am the GOAT. And I'm going to put that up on the screen. But Mo could probably beat me. And he just don't come in here for that. But tomorrow night, the tap-in, we're going to get in our bag, movies, music. And then we're going to get to the final exam. Tomorrow's year is 1992, because I just said it. I'm scared. I'll be picking these years like the fuck. Doc ain't the fucking hip hop historian, but whatever. We got a final exam tomorrow. And the year is 1992. He give us 5 clues and we try to figure out who the fuck he talking about. And sometimes I lose, but most of the time I win. Stop playing with me. So that's that. And the score so far is I'm 15.5. Doc is 6, I believe. The co-host we once had is at 5. And then we have one audience member to have come through and bless the screen. And what? And she beat me with Busta Rhymes. That's crazy. But anyway, mind your business. Everybody's business is not your business. No, it's not. No. But on Media Mondays, sometimes on the tap-in, if you catch me on the right night, and definitely on Wet and White Wednesdays, I'm telling everybody's business. So make sure you tune in for those shows on period, because I'm nosy as fuck. And on Wet and White Wednesdays, if you break the law, if you got a court case, I'll read it. I am reading it. And I'm going to talk about it. And so you shouldn't have been breaking the laws. And I wouldn't have nothing to talk about. But other than that, mind your business. Love your babies. Hug your babies. Encourage your babies. Tell your babies they are the greatest. I try to make that my point to do every day. I walk my daughter to the bus stop. I'll be there at the bus stop. But one thing that she know when she get on the bus and she come off the bus is she is the greatest of all times. And so I feel like we should let our babies know that they are the GOAT. It's coming. If they want to work for NASA, then tell them to be the best astronaut, engineer, receptionist, janitor, or secretary, or whatever else. I was trying to get, I ain't gonna lie, Tina Knight, I was trying to be fast to see if I could beat you to the person. No! We have not put the telescope together. And I gotta bring it so y'all can see, but it's a telescope. This is why he putting the telescope on the, because it's a telescope that me and my daughter supposed to be putting together. And it's a good one too. But if they want to work for NASA, tell them to be the best astronaut, engineer, receptionist, janitor, or secretary, or whatever the hell else they do over there at NASA. We don't know. It's space. I like the sky. I'm big on astronomy, so if they want to do it, do it. If they want to work for NASCAR, then tell them to be the best pit boss, NASCAR driver, commentator, or whatever the hell else they do over there at NASCAR. I don't know. They drive really fast. I don't know. I don't even watch NASCAR races, but the point is, whatever it is that they want to do, and as our job as their freaking parents to tell them to be the best at whatever it is that they want to do. Tell them to be the GOAT. Be the greatest. This is funny because I tried to I tried to be fast, but Doc said, nope, not tonight. And he came with the composition notebook emoji too. Stop playing with me, Doc. Anyway. oh my gosh. Stay in your lane. Oh my gosh. Oh my goodness. Let me tell y'all something real quick. My lane is not the lane that you want to be in. And I'm a good person and I'm a good friend and I'm going to listen to all my friends and I'm holding that. But listen, stay in lane because my lane is not your lane. No. No, 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 no. My lane is not your lane. You jump in my lane, you're going to get her. You don't want her. Baby, you do not. One more time. You don't want her. You don't want her. She's not nice. She's a bitch. I've been telling y'all for a long time. I come here with full accountability and complete honesty. And so I've been telling y'all since I could tell y'all that she's a bit, you don't want her. You want her. You want her. Wait. You want her. She's nicely kind and cuddly and all that good stuff. She is. Or at least her. Hey, you big pop. I'm trying to tell y'all, if Cat, you want the two latter, because if Cat is purring, Cat is a happy, 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 happy girl. You don't want the first one, you want the last two. The first one, evil shit. And I've been trying to tell y'all for a minute. And what usually happens when you jump into somebody else's lanes is a collision. Who the fuck needs that? I don't need that for me. I don't need that for you. You don't need that for me. We don't need that for we. Just stay in your fucking lane. Y'all and everybody is good. Everybody is happy. Stay in your lane. Okay? We don't need them collections. Pick and choose your battles wisely. Some shit you just can't escape. I'm just going to say that off the top. Some shit you just got to, you in it. And you gotta deal with it because you earn it. But pick and choose your battles wisely. Every battle is not a battle to be fought. I prefer, personally, to focus on the war and not the battles. You can win the battle, bitch, but you can't win the war. And I'm focused on winning the war and not the battle. So worry about the battles. I mean, worry about the war, not the battle. I got to talk about this. I got crazy. Just worry about the war. Don't worry about the battle. Some shit you just got brushed out of the run. Like, you know what? You want. Because, bitch, I'm going to win the war. And then Mobb Deep tell y'all all the time, if you smart and you listen to real hip-hop, they said that there's a war going on outside and that no man is safe from. And they also said that you can run, but you can't hide forever in these streets that we done took. You walk it. Okay, you know the rest. Worry about the war. Don't worry about these bullshit money-ass battles. And lastly, be who you are. You can't be who everybody wants you to be. Like, personally, I can't be who you want me to be. I just gotta be who the fuck I am. And you gonna like it or you gonna love it. But the point is, I'm gonna be me. Authentically me. Shout out to Authentic John Doe. I'm gonna be authentically me. I'm gonna be the real me and use God Dale. My ninja. You just gotta deal. But the point is be who you're gonna be. And that's it. That reference is to the person in UK who told me I was unsustainable. I'm not gonna be who you want me to be. I'm gonna be who the fuck I am. So fuck you. And that's it. That's the last time I'm ever gonna speak on you. I just need you now. I'm not for you, I'm for me. Anyway, y'all, we gotta get up out of here. I love y'all. Shout out to anybody who's watching from Facebook, YouTube, Twitch. Shout out to my listening audience. I love you guys. And I am sustainable because we definitely over 10,000. I'm not going to tell you the number right now, but I'm just going to say we're definitely over 10,000 downloads and people watch occasionally. So fuck it. Anyway, I gotta get out of here. I love you. Good night, y'all. Hip hop, hippie. Girl, I love y'all. Bye. Oh, yeah.